My name is Kathleen Weinhout, and I am the senator from the 31st District, which includes a 9-county area along the Mississippi River in western Wisconsin. Beautiful rolling hills in western Wisconsin.
Yes, and it is beautiful. I was just telling you, I've been in awe of the scenery out here. It's gorgeous. Tell me a little bit about your area, because as you know, I'm from California, and our listeners are in California, so we don't know your area very well. So go ahead and tell me a little.
Well, we have what I think the folks in California would call small farms. Our average herd size is about 100 cows. There's a lot of what we call larger farms, which are itty-bitty farms from California, and they're the 500 cow variety. We have a lot of different types of crops. Myself, my husband and I farm, and we used to be dairy farmers, but now we got certified organic, and we raise organic hay and small grains for other dairy farmers and for some beef farmers. So there is kind of an emerging organic market. There's an organic creamery south of here, south of La Crosse, that people ship to. There's a lot of small farmer-owned or farmer-run co-ops that we call creameries, and maybe you call them processing plants out in California. But they're, like, for example, the creamery that I shipped to, we had 500 farmer members, so families. So that shows you how much Wisconsin is kind of almost an artisan type of dairy. We do make some block commodity cheese, but we also spend a lot of our building and infrastructure on artisan cheeses. For example, the dairy that I shipped to was known for the cheese curds, and they're giving them away today. So the cheese curds that you've been munching on came from farmers that were sending their milk to the creamery that I shipped to for many, many years.
Since you are a senator, let's talk politics a little bit. And tell us a little bit about some of the hot topics going on politically for your area, too.
Well, we're right now finishing the 2-year state budget, and there is a lot of tension between the urban and the rural people in Wisconsin. It's very similar to, I'm a Democrat, and when the Democrats had control, there was tension between the rural and rural Democrats. Now the Republicans have control, and there's tension between them. The big issues are whether or not the state should spend state money to help the national basketball team, the NBA team, the Bucks, which they haven't done very good, and a lot of people in western Wisconsin think Milwaukee's far away, and we got real issues here, and maybe we shouldn't be spending state money on a Bucks arena. The other issue that's keeping the budget from passing is how to spend a limited amount of road money. The gas tax hasn't kept up with the price of concrete and asphalt. The big city, Milwaukee, in Wisconsin, has a great big, huge project that's in the billions of dollars to build these great big overpasses, and the people in western Wisconsin are saying, whoa, hold the phone. We don't have enough money for our roads. We have roads where it used to be asphalt. We're turning back into gravel. We have potholes everywhere and cracks and concrete falling apart. We got to put money into that. And so how to spend the money in that tension between the rural and urban area is something that I see as universal. I see it in states that have big metropolitan areas and a lot of rural areas, and it really cuts across party. It was an issue for me as a Democrat, it's an issue for my Republican colleagues.
Yeah, there's a lot of the same things that we go through in California. Politics are politics everywhere, right?
Well, I think the tension between the urban and rural is universal, especially if you live in a state like California or Wisconsin, where you have you have many large rural areas or urban areas. We have a couple, Madison, Milwaukee, and then we have a lot of countryside, and people say, oh, Madison, Milwaukee, that's kind of Wisconsin. Oh, heavens no.
Right, but then in your urban areas, or at least for us in California, that's where so many voters are, and so these urban people, the city people that maybe don't understand as much about agriculture are making the decisions. Do you see that too?
Absolutely. And there's tension between the urban and the rural areas, and there's a cultural difference between the urban and the rural areas. And that we kind of have to work through that in order to solve where we spend our money.
Right, absolutely. So coming back to the dairy breakfast we have here today, about how many of these have you been going to through the years?
Oh, dozens and dozens. I represent 9 counties, and they all have their dairy breakfast. So most of the time, it's which direction am I going to go?
Yeah. So if you had to pick something to be your favorite thing about the dairy breakfasts, any of them, What would be your favorite thing about going to a dairy breakfast?
It's very relaxed. It's a great way to chat with people. I am very constituent-oriented. I love to get a feel for what people are talking about. And rural people, we have the cafe, but the cafes are spread out all over the county. So to go to the cafe, I might, you know, go and visit with 12 people and then drive the 20 miles and visit with another 12 people. Here I can visit with hundreds and hundreds of people and figure out where they are, what they're thinking about, what's important. The whole idea of spending money on the Buck Stadium, it became very clear to me when I was chatting with people in all different parts of rural Wisconsin that we got to fix these problems. We got to spend state money on schools, on healthcare, on roads, on the DNR, which there's big cuts to the natural resources, and not spend money on a stadium in Milwaukee for a couple of guys that are billionaires from out of state that have their own money and they can spend that money they have. So I really appreciate the opportunity to listen to what people are saying and to use what I hear when I'm making decisions in the state capitol.
All right. Thank you for your time this morning, and have a great time out there.
My pleasure. Thanks for coming from California.
Yeah. Happy.